ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one-off podcast. We are up the creek without a cleric. We could die at any second, and you know we're playing some Dungeons & Dragons. I am Gabriel Walker, the Dungeon Master. We have James Kilgore. Say hi, James.
Hello.
And then we've got Wes Thompson.
Hello.
And Anna Berg.
Hello.
Perfect. So today is going to be our session zero. So that means we're just going to be building the characters, building the campaign, building the setting. Technically, this is a pre-made campaign courtesy of Wizards of the Coast.
Wizards.
We actually don't have any wizards, but we do have a coast. We will be playing the Ghosts of Saltmarsh, which is a seafaring and coastly campaign.
So I get a boat?
Yes.
Nice.
There's going to be naval combat.
Oh.
And that's not oranges. Nice. That's not oranges. That's boats, guys.
Nice.
Yes.
What about the Battle of Blackwater
reference? That's not oranges, it's boats. Okay, guys.
What about belly button navels?
No.
And that just took a turn.
Just because we're the one-offs, it took a turn. So we'll start one at a time. James, we'll start with your character. So why don't you give a little introduction, and then we'll start building the character.
Okay. I am Donnie Crosborne, a tiefling bard who has made a deal with a fae demon to become the ultimate shredder at the loot.
He's shredding those tomes, shredding the loot.
Oh, yeah.
The strings.
Being shunned by society, he decided that he was going to become something that would allow him to make people love him for no matter what. And so now he uses his wily ways to trick people and persuade them to be his friend. And his awesome shredding skills.
I love it. I love it. So first things first, let's start rolling for your attributes.
Okay.
So the way I do, I know everyone does it differently. There's point buy systems and whatnot. The way I like to do it is you roll 4d6, and then you take off the lowest number, and then you do that 7 times. There's 6 attributes, 7 numbers. You can fit them in as you like, and then take one that you don't like off.
Okay.
And if you don't like your first group, you can roll again.
Gotcha.
And
you are so merciful.
I am very merciful.
Holy moly.
So you mean my first group of...
yep.
Like the very first roll I make, or what are you saying?
What do you mean?
What do you mean I can take off the first group?
Oh, like the group of 7 rolls. If you don't like don't like that, you can do a whole nother 7 rolls.
Gotcha.
And pick from there. Right. So why don't you go ahead and roll and tell me what you got.
I've got, so take off the lowest, that is, that's a pretty big number.
That looks like a 17 to
that's
me.
That's a 17, I couldn't think of the math for a second.
good luck, math. This game is all math.
Nope.
Off the table already.
D&D foul. Oh.
Oof, that's not as good.
So that is a 8.
2 ones, a 2, and a 5, so yeah, that's 8.
That one's better.
That's better.
15.
15. All right, 4 more. Jeez.
I'm not good at keeping it on the table. Ooh, another 17.
Another 17. God damn.
Dude, I told you I made a deal with the devil.
You must have. And those are my dice, too, so.
You're the devil. a 10.
All right, not bad.
See, no, I think this is where they get you, where you have to buy multiple sets of dice, which is okay by me.
Yeah, yeah. I already have, I probably have spent maybe $70 of dice.
$70? Oh my goodness.
Yes, and I want more. I don't have metal dice yet. I got to get metal dice.
My first set is a metal dice.
You know what? I think I'm going to keep this.
You know what?
These rolls.
You know what?
Yeah, I know.
It's because you're rich.
I'm not rich.
So I'm going to keep these rolls and just get rid of that 8.
Okay,
so.
Perfect.
I'm not rich, I'm Wes.
I'm not rich, I'm Wesley.
Yes, and I'm the noob at this, because the last time I played D&D was 35 years ago.
Oh.
Maybe that's, 30 years ago.
That's a while.
With my plus 2 to charisma, I'm about to have a 19 charisma.
Yeah, that's fine.
Damn.
Are you, what race are you?
A tiefling.
A tiefling, that's right.
Yeah. So they're called demonic. Just think, my guy just—he has long, black hair that like goes down both sides of his face. He's got striking purple eyes.
Ooh, we have ourselves an edgelord.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Edgelord bard.
Just find me a bat.
All right, so you've got 19 charisma.
Yes.
That's going to be a plus 4 modifier.
Ooh. I'm very charismatic.
Yes. You better roleplay that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to put my other 17 into dex, which I don't have anything. I don't have any mod or pluses to that. So that's just a straight 17.
Nice.
That's a plus
that's
3.
That's plus 3, yeah. Yeah, it starts at 10. 10 and 11 is 0. The next to 12 and 13 are plus 1. 14, 15, plus 2, and so far. And then it goes backwards if you go under 10. So like 8 and 9 are minus 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wes,
stop moving your mic.
Yeah, I know. You guys are writing on paper. I got this Microsoft Whatchamajigget, and I'm just thinking it might be easier to do stuff on paper instead of this thing.
Yeah, that's probably true. Paper is better than the Whatchamajigget thing.
I don't know. I don't really need intelligence or wisdom. I don't need to be smart. I just need to be...
What do you use for... What's your...
Charisma is
charisma is used for spellcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need it, but your skills, a lot of those skills, if you're trying to be more interpersonal, are based off of wisdom and intelligence. Ooh. I would put something... I would probably do wisdom over intelligence if you're trying to be more interpersonal.
So I'll do the 15 into that, and I think I get a plus 1 from being a tiefling to my 15.
Yeah, you should have you should have something.
So 16... Or no, I get a plus 1 to my... intelligence, never mind. So that's just a straight 15 into wisdom. That's a plus 2?
Yes. Yeah, it's a plus 2.
And then intelligence, I'll do one of my 12s, which that's just...
Plus 1.
Actually, it'd be 13, but that...
Yeah, so still plus 1. Yeah.
So plus 1...
We're really pulling the curtain behind character making compared to like other D&D podcasts where everything's already pre-made. We're giving you the nitty and the gritty.
I put my other 12 in my constitution, which gives me plus 1, and strength is 10, which is just a nothing.
Yep, perfect. Okay, so we're going to be starting at level 1. So to make your hit points, you are going to take Bard... What's the bard's hit die?
1d8.
1d8. So you automatically, at first level, you get full dice roll as 8.
Nice.
And so it's going to be 8 plus your constitution modifier is your hit point total.
Which is 1. So I have 9 hit points.
Nice.
Don't touch me.
Yep.
Don't sneeze on me.
It very well could be a one shot. Every episode's going to be a new character because we're all dying every single time.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. All right, now... why don't you start and get your equipment, and I will come back to you, and we'll go to Wes.
Cool.
And have him roll his attributes.
No!
No! All right, so here is paper and 4d6.
4d6.
Yep, and why don't you give a little intro to your character as well?
My character, he is a dragonborn, class of a fighter. Okay. Background of a soldier.
Oh.
Yes.
Very, very...
Yes. He is of the red dragon ancestry. And how he became a red dragon...
So he was born?
Is that he was born. he was born, but he wasn't red at first.
Oh, he changed his... He dyed his scales?
He didn't dye his scales. His clan, his family, realized that... He came from out of nowhere because he wasn't red. So what they did is that they went to the volcano and they dunked him in to turn his scales red.
Oof. That will do it.
And that's how he got the ability to breathe fire.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And his name.
What's his name?
His name is Exilitem the Brute.
The Brute.
Of the clan Uultic.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. So you can just call him Exilitem.
Tim. I'm going to call him Tim.
Tim. Or you can call him the Brute.
The Brute. No, I'm going to call him Tim.
You misspelled Brute there.
Yeah, Brute. Brute by Fabergé.
Brute.
That's not Brute. That's
tu Brute.
That's Brett.
Brett.
That's not Brett. That's a U.
No, that Brute is, has an E at the end.
Well, then, you know what? I'm old, and you got to give me the benefit of the doubt.
He's Tim the Brute.
Brett. Yes.
The Brute.
He's sarcastic yet witty.
Tim the Brett.
And he has a short fuse, and he might go off at any moment.
It's because he got dipped in the volcano.
He exactly. got dipped in the volcano.
Okay, Achilles.
And he's chaotic good, too.
Oh, so edgy.
Let's see here. So right. We lose the first one.
Yeah, so that's 2 4s and a 3, so that looks like it's going to be an 11.
That's an 11. That one kind of junky roll.
Yep. It's okay. You got 6 more.
Holy crap. We got that. 8 and 11. There's 6. That's another 11.
Ooh. Pulling those averages, Wes.
Well, I think I'm getting the short end of the straw here. The table's not flat. I got wires everywhere.
You know, that's just excuses.
We got 11 and 2 is 13.
Ooh, high roller.
Yeah, geez. Oh, my gosh. That's
those dice really don't like you.
11.
Do you want to use different dice?
I'd like to use my own, but I only have one set, so.
I mean you still could.
Off the table. Whoa. It's spinning. Wow. It's spinning. Oh, it's spinning. Oh, it's spinning.
Off the table.
We'll count the 4. We got 10. That's a 15.
Okay. Not bad.
Now, going, you know, above. I don't average. Go to the casino and play craps.
Yeah. Also, you have to drive an hour.
Yes. So we got 6 and 6 is 12. So that's 3. I get one more. Come on, 6s. Jeez, 9, 5, and 11. Holy crap.
Is that like, what, 4 11s?
That's 4 11s, and I drop one of the lowest ones, right?
Yep. If you don't like that grouping, you can roll a whole nother group of 7s.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
But don't cross it off in case... The new one is worse.
Right. Who knows? Sorry, Anna, I'm going to roll forever.
No prob.
So we got 8.
I know.
And 5. What's 8 and 5?
8 and 5
That's
is 13.
Math involved, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good thing we're all math majors.
Yep.
TDMP math.
Oh, there yeah. we go. We got 10 and 15. That's better.
Okay. No, that's an 11.
That's an 11.
My nemesis enemy, 11.
Hey, off the table. Oh, we got 12 and a 2. 12 and a 2 is 14.
That's also how you drive.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, old Pete.
Thank you, TJ.
Maybe we should quit D&D and just come up with puns.
Yeah, I mean, that's what D&D is just puns.
The pun show?
The pun show. But we don't have any punch lines.
No.
Oh, there's finally a good one.
Okay.
So we got 6, and it's a 15.
So what do you got?
Lose the 11, that gives me a 13, 15, 14, 15, 12, and 15. I'll stick to that. I'm happy
perfect.
With that. Awesome. After all, we're just beginning.
Yep. And here's a book if you want to look at that. Or do you have that on your tablet?
I got this on my tablet.
Okay.
I got it on my tablet.
Okay, if you could go to the fighter page, and I think fighter is, hit dice is a D10. Actually, no, first you want to assign your attributes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I'm going to write this on the side here. 13.
Yeah. 13, 15, 14, 15, 12, and 15.
Okay.
Yep, and then... should have some racial bonuses to certain stats. So
okay.
If you want to turn to the Dragonborn page.
The Dragonborn.
I'm going to need to put some sick fantasy music underneath this.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I can find some playlists for you if you need be.
Okay. Thank you, Anna.
No problem.
Our resident music master.
I don't know why you assume that, but okay.
You just said you can find music.
Great. Yeah, master of Google.
Yes. Or YouTube. YouTube works too.
All right, here we go. The Dragonborn page.
I should be...
Am I using your dice or
you
my
can use
dice?
Your dice?
Okay.
I just know that Wes only has one D6.
I only have one. What am I looking for again?
There should be a spot where it gives you racial bonuses. Can I see the book?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I read that so many times, I know it by heart, but I don't see it. I think it might be in the fighter page, like you mentioned.
No, it's in the... Yeah, under Dragonborn traits, your strength score increases by 2, and your charisma score increases by 1. So whatever you in your strength, increase that by 2.
All right. So I'll take, of course, take the 15, increase 2 to make that 17.
For your strength?
Yep.
Perfect.
And then with the charisma, I'll do the same thing with the next one, with the 15 and make it a 16. And then I'll just sign the other ones randomly.
All right. I think you might have, depending on which archetype you go, let's see. You might need other... I think wisdom is a pretty common one for...
The archetype that I picked for my fighter is an Eldritch Knight.
Eldritch Knight. Okay, so you're going to want... intelligence to be probably your second highest one, because that's what you use for spellcasting.
Oh, yeah. So I'll make that the 15. And then I'll take... Oh, I got 3 15s.
Yeah. Hey,
that even works. Constitution, what is that again?
Constitution is going to be... it's going to directly affect your health and hardiness. So Constitution saves generally are like against poison... or that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'll put the 12 at Constitution, Dexterity. We'll go 14. And then leaves 13 for Wisdom.
Perfect. All right. So your 17 is going to have a +3 modifier.
What does that mean? Fill me in. Sorry, newbie.
Okay. So when you roll a d20, you're going to not add the 17, but... the quote-unquote modifier, which for a 17, that is a 3. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you roll a, like I say, like, if you want to break something with your strength, I'll have you roll a strength check. And you roll a d20 and add your strength modifier to that roll just to see if you succeed or not.
Okay, I think I get it.
Yeah.
Like I said, very different from when I played... 35 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, usually things evolve after 35 years, or at least you'd hope they'd evolve after 35 years. In the little box above your the big numbers, do you see the...
Yeah, the proficiency bonus and inspiration?
No. You see the, like, on the big number, the box, the big number, like the 17?
Oh, I see.
It has a little
saying.
Trapezoid thing?
Yep.
So put a +3 in that one.
Okay.
And what's the next number down?
14.
That's going to be a +2.
12.
+1.
15.
+2.
13.
+1.
16.
+3.
Now, do you just make those up randomly?
No. Well, if you were paying attention earlier, Wes, I was explaining that to James. But it's all based off of...
Damn.
Off of the numbers. So, like, it starts at 10.
Oh, okay.
10 and 11 are 0. 12 and 13 is +1.
Okay, and now I remember now.
Yeah. Yeah. And now your hit dice is going to be... let's see, I just had the page here. Give me 1 second.
Page 32 is Dragonborn.
This is a fighter. So
a
D10. So you automatically get a 10 for your first level dice. So it's going to be 10 plus your Constitution modifier. So that little number above Constitution, which is 1, so you have an 11, is your starting HP.
My starting HP...
It's in the middle of the page.
Middle? The hit dice. No, temporary hit points. No, current hit points.
Current hit points, yeah.
11.
Perfect. All right. And if you want to keep going on, Anna is...
Okay.
I don't know.
I guess I can take the book. I don't know. Sure. Okay.
All right. Go ahead and roll your attribute dice.
Okay. Let's see. We have 8, 13. Ten.
I just love listening to you math. It's my favorite noise.
She has a bonus to it.
Six. Ooh, that one's not good.
Oh, you're rolling like shit.
Yeah, this is common.
Yeah, you got the Will Wheaton disease.
Yes.
Wheaton, Wesley.
That's
Russia.
14.
Ten. Well, you're rolling like shit for real, though.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's this one. Yeah. This teal one, because that one always throws me off. Ten. Oof.
You should try Gabe's dice. They're very nice.
To you.
Yeah. That's a 15.
15. Yeah.
Look at that. Not bad.
Okay. So, we're just going to casually switch dice here.
Yeah.
That's 18. Is it 14? Oh, yeah, you are. 14.
You'd have to roll 3 sixes to be an 18.
I'm sorry.
That's 9.
9.
9, 9, 9. Ooh, 15.
15.
Ten. I think it's just me.
Oh.
No. 14.
14.
Not bad. I love listening to you guys breathe, by the way.
You're welcome. 14. 16.
Nice. There you go. That's a lot better than...
Yeah, we're just going to pretend that first one never happens, and we're going to drop the 9. Great.
Perfect.
Now you should drop the 16.
Yes.
Yes.
Clearly.
Let's make the worst characters we can. Let's do a campaign where we do that.
Yeah.
Not this one, but another one.
Yeah, definitely.
That will really be the one-offs. Yeah. Everyone
Oh, I guess I never introduced my character.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and introduce your character. That would be good.
I have Kuori Thuliaga, who is a gnome who adapted by Goliaths.
So you're gonna fit in with all these like really tall characters.
Right. But she like doesn't know she's adapted. She just thinks that she hasn't hit her growth spurt yet.
Dungeon and Dragon puberty. Do you ever reach puberty in Dungeons and Dragons?
You can, well, if you go long enough.
It's usually considered that you're already an adult by the time you venture.
She's, yeah.
Shout out to Not Another 15. D&D podcast, where they have a character who is a 14-year-old, essentially a Boy Scout paladin.
No, she's only like 16, so she still has time. She's not an adult yet.
She'll get there.
There you go. There you go.
I'll take her to town and show her some things.
Language question.
Yes.
So, according to my background,
English?
It says that I speak the language of my race, and then whatever my foster family speaks, just in broken form. Can I switch that so it's broken gnomish and fluent in giant instead?
Yeah, I think that's perfectly acceptable, especially with the background you gave me.
Okay.
I think that's reasonable. Yeah. What class are you doing?
I'm doing a fighter, but I'm going to be a bit more long range than Wes will be.
Yep.
So why are you going to throw me into that?
What subclass are you thinking? Just kind of throw that out there.
I'm thinking about doing a gunslinger.
Gunslinger. Slinging them guns.
Slinging those guns.
Did you pass the background check first?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Specifically, because she's trying to figure out a good long-ranged weapon for her family because they're too big to use the the longbows.
Well, wouldn't a gun be a good long-range one? Because that can go farther than an arrow.
Right. That's her line of thinking. But right now, she's thinking like cannons. Just kidding.
Shoulder-mounted cannon.
Just kidding. Cannons.
Oh, okay. So basically, you want your character to be like Arnold in Commando.
Sure.
With the rocket launcher.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
And watch the movie. You people out there, well, if you people are listening, you know what I mean.
You people.
You people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people? I'm just a dude disguised as a dude.
Playing another dude. Jesus Christ, you talking to me this whole time?
I love that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder.
We'll save that for another podcast.
Yes.
Which, speaking of movie podcasts, we might have one, right?
I think we're working on that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to all Bulldog Radio podcasts. We will see.
And this podcast of D&D is brought to you by BulldogRadio.org. That's BulldogRadio.org, where the music is always playing.
Thank you, Wes.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yep. We've got metal and
classic rock and hair metal. And
then J-pop at midnight.
Yeah. Oh, and we got country and classic pop.
Excuse you. It's J-rock.
J-rock. I'm so sorry.
We're not J-rock. Those like girly J-pop singers.
Okay. Right. My bad. But in the J-rock, there is baby metal. So that's there's true. Metal that's all true. The time.
Yeah. So it's just metal.
It's just J-metal.
Yeah. J-metal.
Jamel.
Jamiroquai.
Dope.
Okay, so that's going to be the, for the most part, the building of the characters. We'll get into their weapons and stuff later, but I just want to introduce the...
weapons.
The campaign we're going to be doing. Again, that's going to be called the... The Ghosts of Salt Marsh. It's a pre-made campaign from Wizards of the Coast. I'll just kind of give you guys a brief summary of kind of what it entails, and I think it's pretty cool. So this is a collection of older adventures, all focusing around the port town of Salt Marsh. There's going to be a lot of naval combat, not belly buttons or oranges.
Lame.
I know. We can have oranges if you like. And belly, you know what? Your character can have a belly button.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. Yeah. And so these all have to do with they're all kind of classics. The first part of it is actually a adventure that came out in 1981 that they revamped for 5th edition, which we'll start next episode on. And yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to do a lot of sea stuff, seaside boats, and yeah, I think that's it for session 0. Tune in next time to hear our actual episode 1, where we will play the characters, play the campaign, and really get into it. And until next time, don't trust belly buttons, I guess.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, sorry. Bye.